Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. I am super excited to talk to you today about one of my favorite books called The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. Whenever anyone asks me, you know, if I could point to one book that has really changed my mindset and the way I do things and focus and accomplish, it usually comes back to The One Thing. Now, this series that I'm starting once a month to tell you about an Audible book that I listen to on my Audible app comes from the fact that back in episode 140, I shared with you the first four chapters of The Mindset of Organization, the book that I wrote in the summer of 2016. And I realize that many of you probably have never listened to an audiobook on your phone or don't have an Audible subscription. And when you go to Audible for the very first time, you can download your first book for free by signing up for a 30-day trial, which is what I tell you in episode 140. Sign up for a free Audible trial, and you can listen to the whole book, The Mindset of Organization. Well, when that Audible trial is over, of course, you can always cancel your membership. But one of the things that I consistently get asked by email, in messages, in Facebook tags is, Lisa, what podcasts are you listening to? Because I am a podcast junkie. Like just this morning, I had no podcast to listen to again in my feed because I probably listen from anywhere from 2 to 4 hours worth of podcasts a day. So I'll find a new podcast and listen to everything that podcast has to offer in less than a week. And while there's no secret about the podcasts that I listen to, the podcasts I listen to are almost all business-related podcasts, growing an online business, leadership podcasts, which very well may interest you, but everyone has different listening tastes. And so I don't think it's appropriate to go through the podcasts I listen to. Plus, I listen to so many and they change so frequently. And honestly, I don't listen to other organization podcasts as you would think I would, but I just don't because that's my field. So how I know that once you get into podcasts, at least this is what happened for me, once I got into listening to podcasts and I enjoyed consuming audio content, I needed more of it. So in addition to listening to a ridiculous amount of podcasts, I also listen to 1 to 2 audiobooks per month. A lot of audiobooks, actually. Sometimes I'll listen to 2 or 3, especially if we're traveling. Again, almost all of those audiobooks that I listen to are about growing your business. However, a lot of the really great books like The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan, they talk about It can be applied to business, home organization, life, productivity, anything. Even the business books that I listen to, I often will break them down and apply those concepts into how I teach you to organize your house. So my thought was, if you download the Audible app and listen to The Mindset of Organization for free, then and want to keep the Audible subscription, how about if I share with you this year a book every month that I've listened to that has changed my thoughts on how I organize my home and productivity. Because if I get into business, I'm never going to stop talking. So I'm going to keep myself focused on The One Thing, which is helping you organize your house. Now, The One Thing is a book. It talks a lot about how the myth of multitasking, it talks about productivity, goal setting, achieving goals, focusing. It's just a great book on how habits really are what make you successful. It's not setting a goal and achieving a goal. It's the habits that you put into your life every day that help you get to that next level and become more successful. So there are a couple of things I'm going to share with you that really hit me about the book, The One Thing. Now, The One Thing is built on this focusing question. And the question is, which I hear myself asking myself this all the time, what is the one thing that I can do such that by doing it, everything else will become easier or unnecessary? So the question is, what is the one thing that I can do such that by doing it, everything else will become easier or unnecessary? First, I'm going to tell you how I'm applying that to my life today and then I'll tell you about three different takeaways from the book. So for me today, last night we went to bed at 10:30 and I was exhausted and the dog wanted to go out at 2. So I went out and sometimes when the dog needs to go out in the middle of the night, I stay awake, especially when I'm super excited about what I have going on the next day. So I couldn't really fall back asleep very well. I finally fell back asleep and it was 3 o'clock and it's really cold here. So he's not getting any walks and he had a lot of energy. So now he's rolling around on our floor and just making a ton of noise. So I let him back out again, but from 3 to 4:30, I didn't really fall back asleep again. And then I normally get up at 5:45, but I had to get up at 5:20 because I was going to get donuts for my son's birthday to take to school. So I never really fell back asleep. So I was exhausted this morning when I drove the kids to school. And I said, what is the one thing that I could do such that by doing it, everything else will become easier or unnecessary? And I decided the one thing that I could do was go back to bed. I don't do this very often. My husband says I should do it more often. But even though I had a whole list of things I wanted to get done today, I knew that I could either go through those things and be exhausted all day, or I could lose however long it was going to be, 30 minutes, 45, an hour, 2 hours. I didn't care how much time I was going to lose. If I went back to bed and woke up energized and had more energy, I would be able to get through the things on my to-do list faster and with more accuracy. So I went back to bed and I slept as long as I felt like I needed to sleep, which was 45 minutes. And then I ended up laying in bed for about 20 more, just resting and really thinking about this podcast without getting out of bed. So the one thing I did this morning that is making the rest of my day easier or unnecessary to do is taking a nap. So number two, the next thing that I could do today, such that by doing it, everything else will become easier or unnecessary, is recording this podcast. So I need to record this podcast today because both my podcast editor and my assistant are going on vacation. One is leaving this Wednesday and one is leaving next Monday. And if I don't get this done today, then they won't be able to do their parts of getting this podcast out to you, which means that then I would have to do it. And let me just tell you, there are a couple things they do that I don't even know how to do, like spelling, editing, and audio quality. So I need to get this done so that they can do their part. And then, as soon as I'm done recording this podcast, I've already thought, what is the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will become easier or unnecessary? So the third thing on my list today is to finish preparing my mentorship program for professional organizers that will launch on February 1st. If you want to learn more about that and you're a professional organizer, just go to organize365.com. and click on the Work With Me tab, and information is available under there. So those are the top three things that I'm going to do today. I can't even remember what I eliminated off my list in order to make room for that nap, but it's gone, so it doesn't matter. Now, here are a couple of reasons why that question, the one thing, works, and what I've incorporated into my life over time from the book. The first concept that they talk about, or thing that they explain, is that ordinary success is sequential. So there is an order to doing things. Like when you look at your to-do list and there are 18 things you can do on that list, you could pick any one of those things and start working on them. But if you look at that list and you make an order, you'll find out that it is easier if you go in a certain order. Like if I was going to clean a kitchen, I used to clean houses for a living. So if I was going to clean a kitchen, the first thing I would do is start running the hot water and then collect all the dishes around the kitchen. And the second thing I would do is do the dishes and put them in the dishwasher. Then I would clean the counter. Then I would clean the floor. Because if I cleaned the floor first, then I'm going to be walking on it and I'll spill water on it when I'm washing the dishes. So that doesn't make any sense. And I can't wash the counter before I do the dishes because the dishes are on the counter. So there is a sequence to cleaning a kitchen. You need to do the dishes, then clean the counter, then do the floor. And that's usually how you clean every room. You start at the top, you know, you dust first, you pick up, and the last thing you do in any room is you vacuum. So there is an order to successfully doing something, especially when you're looking at doing it productively, which means getting it done in as little time or as efficiently as possible. So the podcasts right before and after this one talk about the order of organizing that is sequential that will help you get to your goals faster. Number one, declutter. Number two, organize. And number three, increase productivity. If you have not been successful at increasing the productivity in your life, it could be because you haven't decluttered and organized whatever it is you're trying to be more productive with. So there is a sequentialness to success. The other concept in the book that I really find interesting is called the domino effect. So if you can imagine a line of dominoes and you knock over one domino and all the dominoes go down. I always think that's so cool to watch that. And I think, oh my gosh, it would take so much time to set up those elaborate domino presentations again. But what they talk about in this book is that the act of knocking over a domino grows exponentially in the energy that the dominoes have. So you can knock over a set of 10 dominoes that are all the same size and they just fall over sequentially. But you could also knock over one domino that hits the next domino that is 50% bigger, and it would knock it over. So a domino has the ability, when it's knocked over, to have more force than the actual size of the domino. So one domino can knock over a domino that's 50% bigger than it is, and the next one could be 50% bigger, and the next one 50% bigger, until you're knocking over, you know, a domino the size of a door. And it doesn't take very many dominoes to get to a domino the size of a door because of the way this sequential force happens. So let me tell you about two times in 2016 I found this was true in my life. In 2015, I created a mastermind program to help people get their houses organized, and I had, I think, 30 people join me in that in December, and we worked in a collaborative group, and I guided them through getting their house organized. And then in the spring, I realized that I was guiding them through the 40 Weeks, One Whole House program, which I don't do anymore, and I realized that the 40 Weeks, One Whole House program wasn't detailed enough, that it needed a video component, that it needed to be more specific, that there was like an actionable task that every single person in the group did in the day at the same time. There were just a bunch of things that I was seeing that would make people be more productive. What was working was the Facebook group was working. Everyone was collectively organizing at the same time, and I was troubleshooting the questions that they would come up with and giving them motivation and tasks to do, but people had to ask for that. It wasn't like they could do the program without using me as a resource. So I got the idea that of the 100-day home organization challenge. Let's break the house into 100 15-minute tasks. Let's group them. The first 21 days will be the kitchen. Okay, if I'm going to organize the kitchen, what exactly are the tasks that everyone needs to do? How do they do them? Create videos. So I got that idea in May, and I created all 100 videos, the sales page, the whole entire program, and launched it within 10 days, and 100 people signed up. Now, I know that seems crazy, but for 4.5 years, I had been professionally organizing people in their homes, working with this mastermind group online, doing virtual organizing calls, helping other professional organizers. I had been working so much in this field that once I got the idea of like, oh, that is the thing that will work for everyone, I was able to pull all of the information I had collected, everything that I had done, and just, I got it done in 10 days. Like from idea to you buying it was 10 days. So I must have had a lot of energy last spring, because a couple weeks later, I got the idea to write my book, The Mindset of Organization. So at the end of May, as soon as that launched, I said, I'm going to launch a book by September 1st. And I didn't have the title yet, but it ended up being The Mindset of Organization. So for the month of June, from the 1st to the 30th, I wrote the entire book. Like I got the entire book written in 30 days. And I reread it and edited it 4 times. So I read the entire book 4 times and did my editing and had it off to the editor by July 1st. Now, normally, to write a book takes years. What took years was learning what I wanted to tell you, that really the thing that I think holds people up about organization is two things. One, they don't know how to tackle a room, and they want to break it down into 15-minute chunks. That's the 100-day home organization challenge, teaching you how to get organized, organizing all the spaces that are in a house, whether it's a house, a condo, an apartment, the main areas that everybody has. That's the 100-day challenge. the second thing that I think people run into and what derails them from getting organized is running across memorabilia items, items from their own childhood, items from their children growing up, items from their parents that have been passed down to them, items from people who have passed away, photographs, baby clothes, all of those things that logically, you know, you should be able to have less or do something with or not have a storage room full of. But how do you process through that? That was the mindset of organization. How do we collect memorabilia? How do we process it? How do we preserve it for the next generation? That was solved in that book. That's not a 15-minute-a-day actionable program. That's not something that I can make a quick video and all of a sudden, poof, all of your photos are organized. That's a mindset shift. That's a looking at your boxes of memorabilia different thing. That's a book. So the domino effect for me was, you know, I had written, 1,000 blog posts. I had recorded with the 3 podcasts that I've had over time, over 300 podcasts. I have spoken at over 100 groups. I have organized hundreds of houses in Cincinnati. I have, you know, like all of those dominoes were lined up. So when I decided to put it into the 100-day challenge, they just all fell over right away. When I decided to put all of that information into a book, all the dominoes fell over very quickly, and I knocked over those big dominoes of writing a book and launching my flagship course. So this is how the domino effect happens in your life. Now let's apply this to organizing your house. Our focusing question is, what is the one thing that I can do such that by doing it, everything else will become easier or unnecessary? And in my opinion, the one thing that you can do such that by doing it, everything else will become easier or unnecessary is to create a Sunday basket. That's why I always start with the Sunday basket. It's universal. I don't care where you live in the world. I don't care if you have children, don't have children, work outside the home, you're married, whatever. You could be an alien. You're going to need a Sunday basket. So the Sunday basket takes care of all those weekly, daily, actionable items that are screaming at you wherever you have them laying on your kitchen counter, in your master bathroom, in your car, stuffed in your purse, all these things that need to be done, bills that need to be paid, correspondence that needs to happen, forms that need to be filled out, things that need to be read, items that need to be returned, items that need to be picked up, things you need to buy, things you need to fix. All of these things need to have a holding place, and you need to go through that on a weekly basis so that you don't feel behind the eight ball all the time and you're not constantly surprised by things that you haven't done yet. So the one thing that will help you organize your home and your life such that by doing it, everything else will become easier or unnecessary is the Sunday basket. Then, after you have a Sunday basket, what is the one thing that you can do such that by doing it, everything else will become easier or unnecessary? So let's take organizing one room. Let's say you're going to organize your kitchen. There are 3 steps. The one thing you can do such that by doing it, everything else will become easier or unnecessary is to declutter the space. Get rid of the food that you're not using, the extra serving and utensils and appliances that you have, declutter the space. Then once you've done that, it's going to be easier, right? Like it is easier to organize a space when it's decluttered. So the next thing that will make it easier or unnecessary to do will be to organize. All right, fine. We are storing condiments in 3 different places. We need to store all of our condiments in one place so that we know where to look when we run out of ketchup. Or what I love to say is to have a drink cabinet where you have glasses. Usually people have glasses in a cabinet, but also put all of your drink supplies, whatever is used in your house, water bottles, smoothie stuff, coffees, teas, fruit punch mixes, all of those things. A lot of our kitchen is donated to drinks. You usually need about 2 cabinets, but it gets spread out. Like you have drink mixes in one cabinet and coffee in a different cabinet and then smoothie stuff somewhere else and the blender somewhere else. Like start to think about that as get everything liquid in one area and then everything coffee related on one shelf. The coffee pods and the coffee mugs and the sugar all on one shelf. Everything related to smoothie making in one area. The blender plus the protein powders plus your favorite mixer bottles are all in one area. So organizing is the next thing. So once you're decluttered and you're organized, what is the one thing that you can do such that by doing it, everything else will become easier or unnecessary? So now we're to the increased productivity stage, right? We have it decluttered. We have everything in better organized. Well, the next thing that you can do, such that by doing it, everything else will become easier or unnecessary, is start to make a meal plan and a grocery list so that the food that you're bringing into the house is the amount that you need and the amount that you use, so you don't have too little or too much. Because if you have too much, you've wasted money, you're throwing it away, you're feeling guilty. If you have too little, you're going back out to the store, which every single run to the store is taking a minimum of 1 hour, which I am sure you don't have that hour, or you don't want to be spending that hour that way, right? So if you are organized and you make a meal list and a grocery list, everything else will become easier or unnecessary. It'll become unnecessary to go through the fast food because you know what you're eating that day. It will become unnecessary to lose an hour going to the grocery store because you already bought everything that you need. So that's how applying the one thing works to organizing a space. The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan is available on Audible. So if you've started your Audible subscription and you've downloaded The Mindset of Organization, this is the next book that I would recommend that you listen to. And if you have not started an Audible subscription yet and you have not listened to The Mindset of Organization, you can listen to the first four chapters free by going to episode 140. All right, you guys, have a great week.